In the centre of this altarpiece, St. Margaret stands beside a small dragon. Margaret was a 15-year-old virgin, martyred for her refusal to renounce Christianity and marry a pagan ruler. A saint is a holy man or woman who has lived an exemplary life or has been martyred for their beliefs. Roman Catholics believe that saints can intercede with God on behalf of the living and help to prevent illnesses, plagues, or sudden death. Although most people would have known about Margaret's life through preaching and images like the ones on this altarpiece, her life was also recorded in many written accounts. The best known comes from a 13th century book of saints' lives called The Golden Legend. It tells the dramatic tale of the virginal saint who survived numerous ordeals for her devotion to Christianity.
A monstrous dragon suddenly appeared before her and sprang to devour her, but she made the sign of the cross and it disappeared. According to another account, the dragon got its jaws over Margaret's head and its tongue around her feet and swallowed her, and it was while it was attempting to digest her that she armed herself with the sign of the cross, and this proved too much for the dragon, who burst apart, and the virgin emerging unhurt.
The legend of Margaret's escape from the dragon became popular throughout Europe. Pregnant women prayed to her to help both them and their unborn infants escape the dangers of childbirth. The cult of saints and martyrs, like Margaret's, led to a proliferation of images that were used in worship. During the Reformation, from the 1520s onwards, this cult came under widespread attack in Northern Europe, and many images were destroyed. In 1969, the Catholic Church stopped recognizing her as a saint.